give my voodoo doll a rim job. It'll just be the four of us down there, me, Raph, my 360 camera, and our Luke Foley voodoo doll.
The Meeting Tree.
The Meeting Tree.
Radio.
So, first off the bat, DJ Joyride and myself, Raph Loren, aka Mr. Sydney, we were featured in...
I'm so much more than a DJ.
DJ slash producer slash singer Joyride. No, serious issue we should definitely talk about and address. We were both quoted in an ABC article and on an ABC podcast addressing a Facebook group, a kind of promoter clubland Facebook group called Tracks and Snatch that we were very briefly invited into and subsequently left quite quickly, that as well as sharing songs and tracks, it obviously shared Snatch, which is a pretty derogatory word, I guess, for a woman. So there was like pictures that really shouldn't be shared around of women both. I mean, I didn't actually see a whole lot of it, but as this article reports, photos that people had sent privately as well as like...
Yeah, well, it was the gamut from, you know, screenshots of Instagram posts all the way through to like private messages that had been sent to one person through to photos that or videos that had been taken without the person's consent.
Yeah, so basically the bullshit that really needs to stop and has not much place anywhere really, but unfortunately is too prevalent in male culture really, as well as obviously the music industry. And actually this is a comment that I saw someone make about it, is that it's not just the Australian dance music industry, it's just industries. Take your pick, advertising, banking, law, doesn't matter.
Well, I think, it kind of, you know, transcends... Like, just because you do a certain thing for work doesn't implicate you or remove you from it. Like you said, it is, I guess, part of male culture. And hopefully something that is changing. It feels like it is. And when a light is shone on specific examples like this, hopefully that helps in changing how people, how men specifically, act and how they gauge what's right and wrong.
Yeah. Hopefully by seeing, not that I think that we deserve any credit in this situation, but like people being happy to talk about this and say like, yeah, we witnessed this and we thought it was really shit. People learn that it's really shit, maybe?
Yeah, well, it is important to talk about. You know, the more that it's swept under the rug, the more people think it's okay to just keep going on with the same behaviours. And it's not.
So anyway, have a read of the article on ABC. The things that we didn't say to the ABC, I guess, are that for anyone who's fucking doing this shit, sharing photos without permission, or some of that bullshit, like taking photo, like upskirts in clubs and shit like that, the type of person who's doing that is the definition of a no-gamer gronk.
Yeah, or just a fucking lowlife. Yep. And to revel in it, to share it, to be happy about these things happening... is very much the opposite of a wave.
It's a type of gronk who, I guess, probably is incapable of properly having a relationship with a woman. I just mean like, even like a friendship or whatever, where like they think that, oh, so as to appear not like a fucking loser, I'll screenshot a Snapchat and share it to my mates. And that's kind of my like sexual voice or whatever. Like it's a way of like having the same sexual conquest, which is obviously a reactionary term, that they think that these people that they see around them in a Freudian sense who like seem so complete will think is cool. You know, it's a way of kind of getting that respect from these cool kids around them when in fact you just look like a dippy.
Yeah, and the idea that if the pretense is for these people, you know, a woman is there to be won, then taking a photo without someone's consent of someone who's like drunk or whatever gets you as close to winning as you will be.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Which ties back to all the the boys bullshit, the blokes advice Facebook group, this idea that there is a tangible and very real and huge divide between men and women that these dudes are literally creating in their own minds.
Yeah.
That doesn't exist in the real world.
It's basically just an illustration of their own lack of social skills and gronkiness.
Yeah, but the problem is they're hurting other people in the process.
Yeah, totally.
So, yeah, hopefully something's learnt from this. It is, I think, still something that's representative of a larger issue within the music industry.
For sure.
Not just dance music, not just promoters, not just a specific group of people, but it's across the board. And you hear more and more different voices in this discussion saying that, you know, something is wrong. And, you know, the onus is on the dudes to fix it.
Yeah, it's a conversation that we need to keep on having.
Yeah, and listening to, I think, is important.
Yeah, for sure.
It's very important.
But dudes should be talking amongst guys about it. Call out your mates, obviously.
Acknowledge your own influence.
Yeah, acknowledge your own privilege. Not that fucking hard.
Yeah.
You know, that's not that fucking hard. And call out your mates and call out Gronks, you know. It's actually really fun to call out Gronks. Take it from me. I fucking love blowing up at a Gronk.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, not to get too hippie with it, but the aim should be to make the world a better place for everyone. And that should be your intention with everything you do.
Yeah.
Positive energy to the world around you. That's what you should be doing.
Speaking of which, I actually just bought, you might have noticed from some of the tweets that I got the social media coordinator for the Meeting Tree to send out last night on the Twitter.
Is it Bridget now?
You know, she had the keys to it last night. Nice. She's on till the end of the week, I believe, and then got someone new next
back to
week.
Aim.
Yeah, I bought a few crystals.
What'd you get?
So the reason I wanted the crystals is pretty specific reason, I guess. I'm just dipping my toes into the crystal lakes of mysticism. I am pretty hardcore gamer. Well, no, that's not true. I shouldn't say hardcore gamer because they're actual hardcore
gamers.
There will
always be someone more hardcore. You enjoy gaming.
I enjoy gaming. I'm somewhere between a casual and a regular.
You're more hardcore than me.
Yeah, I'm more hardcore than you. Yeah. I guess in the context of my peer group, I'd be considered a hardcore gamer.
And I'm pretty fucking hardcore. I reckon I put in maybe 10 hours a week on Don Bradman.
I'd put in more than that on Overwatch, I'd say.
So what happened?
So I bought four crystals to try and make me better at Overwatch, is the idea. I'm going to put them on top of my PlayStation. Yeah. So this is the thing. A hardcore gamer would just be like, nope, he's playing on PlayStation. That is not hardcore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I actually played on PC as well for you hardcore gamers, but my PC sucks. And so, like, I get shit frame rates. So may as well just play it on PlayStation and own all the PlayStation noobs. So I got some green fluorite, which is different to fluoride.
Yeah, I assume
fluoride wouldn't help you play games.
Oh, it depends who you ask. If you ask those fat cats in Canberra who've been putting it in our water, they reckon it helps a lot of things.
So I got some 100% natural orange carnelian. I bought them all rough.
You got orange carnelian?
Yeah.
Can I see it?
I'll show it to you when like I actually get it.
Yeah.
Then I got just a small, nice 8.5 carat green apatite.
Yep.
And a rough lapis lazuli.
I don't know what that one is.
Oh, and some solidite.
Yeah.
So now this is a thing. Like, I know that you're not like a crystal god, but you know way more about crystals than me.
Yeah, look, yeah, probably. Look, in our circle of friends,
you're a hardcore crystal.
I'm probably known as a hardcore crystal guy.
Is it okay to just chuck all four on top of the PlayStation, or are they going to interact weirdly? You can make up the answer.
Yeah, don't worry. Well, look, it depends if they're adequately charged, firstly. And I dare say they'll come with a bit of zap in them, but worth when you're getting them. Just leaving them outside, you know, that's where they love to live, man. They're from out there. They love it when they get a bit of rain. They especially love it when they get a bit of moon.
Right.
The super moon in January sorted out my purple amethyst and my pyrite.
Mm-hmm.
Although I think my pyrite has been fucking with my dreams.
Uh-oh.
I've had it in my room and I've just been having the most vivid dreams about, like, a lot of the time keeps going back to, like, somehow golf is related to the Armageddon. The world is ending and there's some kind of golf theme, and then the fucking... We've spoken about my acid trips recently, about how the CFMEU logo keeps appearing in my hallucinations and when I do nangs on acid and stuff. That creeps into my golf Armageddon dreams. It's fucked. I think it's why I've been so grumpy lately, is because my dreams are so active. I'm not getting proper rest because I'm just freaking out going like, there's fucking VJ Singh chipping onto a green. I've got to yell out to him because the cliff that he's standing on is falling into the water.
Like North
like
Bondi.
Colleroy. Like, remember that guy's pool that fell into the water in Colleroy, and his mate wrote a letter being like, stop teasing my friend.
Yeah, we were in LA at the time.
Yeah, he's a battler like the rest of us. Just because he has a pool on the cliffside
doesn't mean you can take the piss with him. Yes, I got news for you, pal.
Yes, it does.
His fucking cliffside pool fell into the water. That means we can laugh at him.
But yeah, so charge him in the moon.
All right.
If it's raining, get them out there for a couple of hours. They love playing in the rain.
Right.
But then they're
all... Jesus Christ. I just want to put it on my PlayStation and game hard.
But see, the energy isn't going to affect the PlayStation. The energy is going to affect you. So you don't have to put them on top of the PlayStation. You can put them on the windowsill. But look at the different effects of the different ones. Maybe you want to have one in the kitchen.
No. They're all to do with concentration, intuition, in a situation with lots of stimuli, finding the right path, you know, that kind of thing. Like we're talking a pretty fast-paced FPS PlayStation game here. Well, they're all specific to that.
Yeah, I reckon the
but I'll moon
short
them up.
Answer, yes, they'll be fine. But on top of the PlayStation, might affect their energy because they're getting artificial heat coming from under them.
Yeah, that's true. And I've been actually having some heat issues with the PlayStation. I think there's a bit of dust in there.
They overheat a bit. Next question about Crystal.
That gets me going.
Okay.
Thank you. That's like a beginner's guide, I guess, to getting better at multiplayer FPSs.
Look, we're all still learning.
Yeah, forever.
You know?
Hopefully.
And a lot of this Crystal stuff, people might think it's hooey, but that's what they said about Christianity.
That's what they said about gravity.
Yeah, well, they're kind of proving gravity's hooey.
Oh, Jesus.
Do you know that?
No, I didn't.
Well, they're like...
Fake news.
Gravity's a particle instead of a phenomena or some shit.
Oh, yeah, dual split experience. Schrodinger's cat.
Yeah, so you can augment gravity like you're the guy who's running the map on DE Dust 2. So you put CS_gravity0, someone jumps, they're up in the air, change it to 1,000, squish, catch ya. Who's the hardcore gamer now?
Got him. Rush B through mid.
Who would have thought that this would turn into a gaming Crystals podcast so quickly?
That's a niche, which is great.
Yeah.
Speaking of great, Australia's got a new deputy prime minister. The thing about Michael McCormack is that, much like his name, his face is the least recognisable shit I've ever seen.
Yeah. I watched him on Question Time yesterday, actually. They wheeled him out for the first time.
If you'd shown me that picture and you said that's Luke Foley, I would have said, yeah, probably.
I know what Luke Foley looks like because I've been trying to get blocked from his Twitter. You're a coward, Foley. I'm also trying to get blocked from the Good Weekend Quiz Instagram.
Oh, that's such a good Instagram. Actually, that's a pro tip we should probably drop on this podcast. The one thing that Fairfax and our good mate Hyman Highwood, who's the managing director of failing the Fairfax.
Titanic.
Titanic met its iceberg and it was just making intelligent decisions. You know, like that sticker that's like, is that a fact or did you read it in the Telegraph?
Yeah.
The thing that's always shat me about that is that like implies that you're a fucking... you know, Sydney Morning Herald reader or The Age reader, which I'm sorry.
The Saturday paper?
They're both shit. Saturday paper, at least like boomers who know they're boomers. Surely they know that they're wanker boomers in the Saturday paper. Surely.
I only read the Saturday paper at the airport and I only do it in case someone runs into me and I can look clever.
I assume it's all ironic.
But it's like worse in terms of like feeding into the bubble, the feedback loop.
Yeah.
I think that the Saturday paper is worse than the Telegraph. It's like hardcore, basic-ass left opinions.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be some people listening to who, like, we're shitting on their fucking Bible, and, you know...
No, look, it's better than the Telegraph in that I agree with it,
yeah.
But it's also all the shit that I've completely consumed and agreed with on Twitter that week.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It's the dumbing down. I mean, you'd expect the Saturday paper to have a quirky article explaining some fucking meme from last year saying how it relates to like Life of Brian, all that.
Yeah.
Monty Python lovers.
Totally.
Anyway, but yeah, sure. Like, yeah, it's great fucking writing. Like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, the art of journalism.
Paul Bongiorno and shit. Like, the guy was on Channel 10. You know?
Anyway, our new deputy PM, Michael McCormack, the bloke that just looks like a fucking politician. I'm going to read directly from Wikipedia and I skipped straight to Controversies.
Is this from the article that he wrote himself?
It is.
That's been doing the rounds?
Yeah. Actually, I didn't skip straight to controversy. I first went to personal life, which was immediately above controversy. Listen to this for personal life.
I'm in.
McCormack married Catherine Shaw in 1986, with whom he had 3 children. Fine. In 1995, he became the owner of, quote, the biggest collection of bound volumes of The Times anywhere in the world outside of London.
Okay, so he's a freak.
acquiring 900 volumes from Charles Sturt University when it ran out of storage space.
So he's basically stealing from public education services for his own betterment.
He has the biggest collection of bound volumes of the Times anywhere in the world, and this is important, outside of London.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
so it's not the biggest.
And I bet you my bottom dollar, he's vying for that top prize. No one wants to come second. Or his deputy PM.
That has a citation, and that citation is from a 1995 article in the Sydney Morning Herald called Plenty in Store, which I'm sure is a fucking stellar read.
Who do you reckon set that up? Like, his PR person has just gone, all right, well, you're bland as all buggery. What's interesting about you that we can spruik to the papers to get a bit of a profile piece going? Well, actually, I actually own the largest collection of Times. You could tell him that, and calls back a minute later, wait. Outside of London. I don't want the guys in London to find out about this.
It was actually... it was retracted.
Yeah, yeah, the next day after.
Yeah, controversy. In 1993, McCormack published a controversial editorial in which he blamed homosexuality for AIDS and criticised pride parades. He wrote that a week never goes by anymore that homosexuals and their sordid behaviour don't become further entrenched in society. Unfortunately, gays are here, and if the disease their unnatural acts help spread doesn't wipe out humanity, they're here to stay. Now, because obviously we want to maintain journalistic integrity in this podcast, he has subsequently apologised for those remarks. Quote, he has grown and learnt not only to tolerate but accept all people regardless of their sexual orientation. Now, can I just say, grown and learnt? So he wrote that in his 30s.
Yeah.
He wasn't 15 and on a message board.
Yeah, he was a grown man who was 2 years off owning the biggest collection of some bullshit outside of London. You know, if your interests are that niche.
He was likely older than both of us. Or yeah. Can I ask Joyride, as someone who is still to grow and learn, in much the same way McCormack is, what do you think about homosexuals and their life choices?
I mean, really? I think that it's all fucking good.
Well, maybe you're being naive and you're still to grow and learn. Because obviously he's saying that things that he says in his 30s, we shouldn't really be regarding. Because he's just like a young'un who is naive.
Well, let me say something I'll regret then. I think the real threat to humanity is cunts like this who are climbing up the chain and, like Raph's pointed out, completely faceless. He won't be accountable to all the horrible shit he's about to do to Australia because no one will remember what he looks like.
That's true. He's just another fucking suit who is spineless and probably said it at the time because he was trying to be an editor of a conservative newspaper.
Yeah.
And at the time, he just said what he needed to do, like make a bit of controversy, get his fucking name out
but
there.
But he probably still fucking believes it.
By slandering a whole group of people.
No, he apologised. He apologised. So it's all good.
He was young.
All right, so here's a new thing that we're doing on this podcast. I haven't told Raph about it. But every week, we're going to make a new voodoo doll. I've got this one that I made, actually, of Mr. McCormack here in my pocket. You see that, Raph?
Yeah, it just looks like any other fucking doll of an old white man.
Yeah, we might put up a photo of it. We might forget. Who knows? But what do you think? Should we rim him? Should we give him a little rim job? Should we tickle his tootsies? Should we charge it up with the crystals to make sure it really fucking works? Oh, I'm squeezing it. Check Twitter, see if anything's happened.
This is a threat, Michael. This is a threat.
Unless you don't believe in the powers of voodoo held by two white middle class guys from Sydney. In which case, it's not a threat at all. Your move. Foley, you're next week, mate. Be very scared. I'm going to suck your fingers.
In other news of late, this week, new social media websites.
Yeah. Isn't it exciting?
Yeah. How good's that?
Like, imagine if the way that you got so much traffic that your shit shut down was you said, no ads and everything's chronological.
Yeah.
Mind blown.
So we're talking about Vero here, who Apparently, they've been around a couple of months.
Yeah, it's been around for a minute, but it's kind of just spread like wildfire over the past 48 hours.
So it's a new social platform. It looks kind of like Instagram, but you can share links and shit as well, and it's chronological, as you said. That's the idea, and there's no ads.
Yeah, but
no algorithm, no ads.
It's kind of lazy, if you ask me. But the first 1 million subscribers get it for free.
Yeah, this is the business model.
And everyone after that pays a small monthly fee.
Yeah, we're both in.
So we got in.
We got grandfathered. The issue, of course, being that, as you said, like, they obviously didn't back themselves because the whole thing has been impossible to fucking post on all day.
I haven't tried.
I've still got posts and failed. I'm trying to post like some really shit hot content that'll really get this fucking place fired up.
The other issue I've found with it early on is that if you try to post music, which it gives you the option to, it's powered by iTunes. Like, dude, just cut a deal with Spotify.
Look, I want it to work.
But there should always be challenges to the power holders. Like Kerry Stokes told Miranda Devine.
Oh, that was great. Kerry Stokes. I'm going to find that direct quote actually right now.
Yeah, it's a ripper. It's either so self-aware that he's taking the piss out of literally everyone or just is what it is.
So we're talking about Channel 7 magnate Kerry Stokes on Miranda Devine Live, which is a failed Facebook Live thing that Miranda Devine's doing that apparently has like max concurrent viewers of around 20, which makes perfect sense because who the fuck would be scrolling through your Facebook feed and see Miranda Devine interviewing Kerry Stokes and going, wow, this looks really interesting. I'm going
to
sit around.
She was getting similar numbers to what our long lunch got.
Yeah, around the 4 a.m. mark.
Yeah. Good on it when we did the Q&A with DJ Leon Smith.
Got the quote here. Kerry Stokes, Channel 7 magnate, one of the majority shareholders of Channel 7 and I guess the face of Channel 7, and he's on the board, I believe. He suggested that we need to regulate Google and Facebook or we'll end up with just two companies determining the thoughts of the world.
Sound familiar?
You're right. He's got to be taking the piss with that one.
Yeah.
I do, like, as much as obviously, like, Google, Facebook, Amazon, these aren't good people, regardless of the fact that they wear a fucking t-shirt and are vaguely liberal.
Yeah, and, like, provide their workers with those, what were those weird footboards that everyone was rolling around on for 6 months? You lean forward, it goes forward.
Oh, like hoverboards.
Oh, yeah. Everyone got a hoverboard down at the old Google factory.
Yeah,
no one thought about who was fucking making them.
And it's not an office, it's a campus. They're shit cunts as well, but as we discussed last week, fuck, it's good watching them squirm. It's good watching Kerry Stokes, Channel 9, and like the Murdochs and all of them fucking squirm.
Yeah.
That's great fun. Anyway, have you made your first post on Vero yet?
I'm doing it now.
I'm getting server-side errors again.
I'm putting up a photo of me.
Wow. Yeah, you got to get on Vero, guys. My name's Mr. Sydney.
And I've gone with my government name, Rowan Dix.
The other social network I just jumped on very recently is Gab, which is the freedom of speech social media platform invented by people identifying as right-wing, basically white supremacist, alt-right bullshit, neo-Nazi crap, because they get kicked off Twitter for like literally being violently racist.
My name's Joyride on Vero now. So we're talking about racist Twitter.
Yeah, so Gab is racist Twitter, which will be no surprise to any of my Apple user fam, is only available on both desktop and Android. Let's not get into this.
No Lumia.
No Lumia, no. No Lumia at this stage, nor no iOS, the good operating system. And, of course, the first thing that happened, because I just jumped on to see, you know, what's knocking about here. And as you can imagine, it's like a lot of great stuff about the school shooting and how they're all crisis actors and all that kind of crap. But the first I got three people immediately following me, all of them big busted profiles being like, hey, want to chat? You know, like just the scammers.
Just praying. they've seen an opportunity. This is, look, there's a lot of things I don't like about capitalist societies. But something that does give me a little bit of hope is that these types of people get preyed upon so easily.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. And for every grandma that gives up her bank details accidentally, there's 10 of these cunts chatting to a bot while they're just getting fucking trojaned. You know? Like their fucking disc drives just opening and closing.
Like the mouse is reversed. Gotcha. Yeah, yeah. The screen's just flipped upside down. What's happening?
Mom!
I'm being hacked!
Restart the modem!
They're telling me to delete System 32. But yeah, Gab, really shithouse. Let's be honest, really shithouse. You're better off. Let's give Vero a crack.
Yeah, I'm into it.
What do you know? It could be the next Google Plus.
Question for you, Raf. Mm-hmm. I know that you know you're not a hardcore social media guy, but in our circle of friends, you'd be considered one.
I think that's actually probably a title that I can claim.
You've been
power user.
All right, power user. I'm a power user as well, but. Other stuff. Ciggies. Raf, you've been given 10 mil by a venture capitalist guy who's losing his marbles.
Mm-hmm.
And he's drawn to your energy. He's going, hang on. I've listened to episode 2 of season 2 of the Meeting Tree Radio. This guy likes crystals and gaming. This is the exact guy I need to start my social media platform. Give us your elevator pitch.
I actually think that the future of like communication and social media is actually
symbols. Symbols.
Ting. The ride. The crash.
Open hi-hat.
No, I think it's like we'll be kind of constantly in multiple video chats at all times. Like I honestly believe that. In like not immediately, but over time, like this kind of your group chats. More and more people will start leaving voice memos as we like move away from handheld devices and to all voice activated shit, and like everyone has fucking earpods in all the time, and they can both hear people talking as well as like have, you know, every now and then being like a message from Joyride.
Isn't it funny that earpods took off but Google Glass didn't? Just because like they're both, I think, as culturally cringe or not as each other.
Yeah.
But Google Glass just went too early. You know, if Google Glass timed their run right and had their own version of Karamo from the new Queer Eye looking after the culture surrounding it. Have you been watching Queer Eye?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. Karamo is one of the Fab Five. There are guys who look after, you know, food, fashion. Mm-hmm. He looks after culture.
Yeah, right. Is he the guy who's in the... Gay Game of Thrones?
Gay of Thrones, that's Jonathan.
Oh,
okay. Oh, honey. Fuck, he's extra.
He's good.
Yeah, yeah. I'm an Anthony guy because I really think that he's just cheated the system. Like, at the start of every episode, it comes up, says, Anthony, food and wine. He hasn't talked about wine once. And he's out there cooking, like, grilled cheese sandwiches and guacamole.
But he's really hot. Is this the guy who's really hot?
He's a great sort.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I've heard of this guy.
I like him. He's my favorite.
Look, as someone who's probably gotten through life on his looks, I can identify.
But they're all good sort. Like none of them are ugly.
Yeah.
But yeah, Karamo is the culture guy. If Google, instead of being like, we've invented this great thing that sits on your face, rah, be a nerd like us. Instead of that, if they had a Karamo type figure being like, this is how we make it cool. This is how we get people engaged with it.
Mm.
Imagine where we'd be now if... 5 years ago,
everyone had chucked the Google Glass.
Everyone went for Google Glass.
Now, I like the Intel ones now where they shine it on your retina. Now, if I'd said that 10 years ago, people would have fucking freaked out. But like, realistically, like all you cunts are like putting all your information on Facebook and walking around with a GPS tracker like in your fucking pocket like every day and like scanning your Opal cards and drinking your fluorides and sucking in the air of the fucking chemtrails. So, you know, you're long gone. So don't worry about having a fucking laser shined in your retina. I may as well chip up.
Yeah. No, I'm with it. There was a lady who I saw just earlier paying for a beer with her ring. Did you see that?
No, I missed that.
Wait, what are you... No, a ring on her finger, silly. We're not giving her voodoo dollar rim job. A weird threat.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, like, I've used my phone, but here's an iOS bug.
Mm.
For whatever reason, when a heavy podcast user, such as myself, once again, podcast power user, Overcast power user, uses the NFC chip to fucking pay for things. For some reason, podcasts, just like halfway through, the volume just goes... It's an iOS issue. I've updated twice since, so yeah, it's probably been fixed, but...
You just got to get on the Samsung S8 Plus.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great phone. Hopefully Samsung give me some money.
So, yeah, Android have absolutely no bugs whatsoever. Probably fucking mines cryptocurrency for someone else, like, you know, every second that you're using it. That's why, that's why they were blowing up in planes.
Happy to help.
I don't want to make another social media site. I'm a user.
All right, all right. I take it back. You don't get to create one.
You are one.
You get to destroy one. Fuck, marry, kill, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
You know, I actually use Instagram the least, despite the fact that's probably my best creative outlet.
No, I know.
My following's pretty good there as well, because it's interesting. You know, Facebook is changing their algorithm so that they're going to prioritize family and friends now. That's what we've all been told. That, you know, less news, less fake news, more family and friends and meaningful interactions. Now, that's actually why I kind of getting a bit bored of Instagram, is because like I got cool friends and shit, post beautiful creative things, but I'm just not that interested in what my mates are doing. Like I see them all the time. Like I catch up with my mates in the group chat.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And that's where you get the proper info.
But see, that's why I'm barely on Facebook, because it's just boring shit of people either asking questions. Like, every time I go on Facebook these days, I seem to put my foot in it. Because I'm bringing the energy that I'm bringing to Twitter and to Instagram to Facebook. And on Facebook, everything has to mean what you say. You can't, when someone asks, I'm looking for tips for Japan, you apparently can no longer say, Tokyo is stunning. Because they think you're taking the mickey out of them. I haven't been there, but you've asked a question. And I was told, if you're asked a question, it's rude not to give an answer.
Books that are good to read on holidays, go.
Alan Carr's Easy Way to Quit Smoking. You'll never finish it if you're a smoker. Or this is what I've found. I'm actually going through the audiobook at the moment. It's only like 7 hours long. I've been cutting through the last hour and a half over the past month. And just spacing it out because I can fucking feel it working. And I just don't want to finish it.
You should listen to it on half speed.
Yeah, you're a 1.
I'm a 2X-er now.
You're a 2!
Yeah, I listen to podcasts at 2X.
This is funny. This is something a lot of you guys won't know about us. But in our natural kind of spy versus spy way, you know, the
original odd couple.
Yeah, the yin to the yang. I'll let you decide which one's which. Raph listens to his podcast at times 2. I listen to mine at times 0.75. Just because I got nowhere to be.
Now, look, this is the thing about Facebook. 2 points. A, I don't actually see most of that shit. Like, my life on Facebook is in groups.
Yeah.
It is in random fucking groups with, especially, not in a weird way, meme groups that seem to have quite a lot of teens in them, because I think it's a really good way to keep up with what the teens are into, and because they're fucking hilarious. I think that the next generation are great. They've grown up in a world that, like, they don't care about anything. Like, they're like us. They're just like me and you, I mean. Like, yeah. They are like, they...
Imagine if your whole life... 9/11 had happened.
Yeah. Yeah, you yeah. Know? They didn't get to see, like, people turning more insane. They just, like, were like, oh, fuck.
Everyone's nuts.
Yeah, exactly.
You're gonna get me a voodoo doll and lick its asshole.
Like, none of this makes any fucking sense whatsoever. And
well, that's the thing. Because none of this makes sense to us, because contextually, we've seen both sides. We've seen it get to this. Knowing that this is all that exists... and only being told about history at school, you'd be like, this is normal. Okay, if this is normal and I want to be extra, like, it's going to be hectic.
You end up with Little Pump.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And a whole generation being like, fuck yeah.
That's dope. yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So, A, that's that about Facebook, but B, back to your original question, if I could get rid of one, it would be Facebook, because like that would leave the biggest hole and like the drama that would ensue.
Yeah.
It's just like what happens next, you know?
Yeah, I'm the same. But yeah, Instagram, I love Instagram, man. In what you were saying in terms of friends and family, I follow majority accounts that are like either memes, weird video shit, or like weird collage art.
Yeah, right.
That's it.
Yeah, see, I find most meme pages nowadays are like intentionally not funny. Or like the ones I follow. I need to get some better meme pages to follow.
Yeah, there's a hot kind of sub trend going around at the moment about people really aggressively saying that Mariah Carey is skinny, which I'm so about. Today, it may have reached its final form in a fake news article saying that Mariah Carey is now the skinniest person alive and has turned to gas. There was, you know, the classic Mariah Carey is skinny, debate me.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, she's skinny as.
Well, so yeah, my favourite meme, and it was done by someone I think is young, of the last kind of 72 hours, was an image. It didn't even matter what the context of the meme was. Like, the meme was intentionally, like, super generic fucking top and bottom meme, but the context was someone taking a photo of themselves having searched Overwatch memes, funny meme memes on Google Images and then taken a photo of one of the memes in that context, which
with the grey and white cubes.
Like, it's obviously someone taking a photo of a screen. You can see in the corner of the image, like, bottom little bits of other memes, and then posted that into an Overwatch shitposting group being like, lol.
And then didn't they boot someone for...
And then someone shat on him, on the person who posted it, and said, learn to download an image, retard. And the admin banned the person who complained.
Yeah, it said, no, you are restarted. You are restarted. I banned him. It's See, tight.
That, this is what I'm saying. We have nothing to worry about with the younger generation.
Yeah, and you know, they are clever on the whole. When you've got this much access to information, you're naturally smarter, which is great because it means that once you have the knowledge, you can subvert it. And that's what they're doing at a young age.
Yeah.
Which is super exciting because it's something that we've naturally done. Take a convention, subvert it. Hey, this weekend, this Thursday, will this be out on Thursday?
Yeah, let's get this out quick.
All right, I'm supporting with my band, the Rubens, at the Forum in Melbourne.
Nice.
And on Saturday, supporting the Rubens at the Sydney Opera House in the Concert Hall.
Where's that?
Next to the Toaster.
Oh, yeah, down in Circular Quay.
Next to Jonesy's place.
Yeah, right.
And so that'll be fun. Apparently, for all of those listeners who think they may have a direct line to me, they're being tight with the list. So,
no dollar.
So yeah, unless you make a voodoo doll of me holding a clipboard and write your name on it, might be tough to get on the list.
Yes, my next gig, as you said, is at Pitch, where we're not playing. But no. I think it's good just to announce like what we're up to. We're there to enjoy ourselves. If you're someone who listened to the podcast, you're allowed to come up and say hi. But if you're not,
no, there should be a password. The password, if you see us at Pitch and you want to talk to us, you have to say, where's the voodoo doll?
Lick my voodoo doll.
Yeah, give my voodoo doll a rim job. It'll just be the four of us down there, me, Raph, my 360 camera, and our Luke Foley voodoo doll. So if you see us, you know the password. If you see us and you haven't listened to this, this is very important. Listen.
Dofo.
Don't talk to us. Do you understand? If you haven't listened to this, do not approach us.
Day off, fuck off.
Very important. You need to take that in. Thank you.
Later.